Welcome, welcome. This is a live DJ. I'm Coral Reed. We're going to be starting the show, so hold on for the Tangerine Dream Team. Up next.
Poets sending greetings from Harlem, New York City.
And the legendary MIC.
For the love of real music, you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM.
Yeah.
At www.freakradio.com.
It's a Harlem thing, man.
Yo, remember to log on to myspace.com/thewelfarepoets.
Hoffa's
and our website, www.welfarepoets.com, to check out all the music. And check out our latest album, Warn Them. Definitely something for all the listeners. And in particular, check out two albums that we put out, two fundraisers.
Yeah.
One is Cruel and Unusual Punishment. It's a fundraiser against the death penalty, a hip-hop compilation. Yo, you can check that out at www.myspace.com/deathpenaltycd.
Yeah, and our other joint is the Puerto Rican Freedom Album. It's a compilation to raise funds for the Puerto Rican political prisoners and their families. To learn more about the project, you can visit prfreedomproject.org or myspace/freeourpoliticalprisoners. We are the Welfare Poets. Shouts to the Tangerine Dream Team.
Hi, this is Mauro and the Tangerine Dream Team. 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz, free and wild radio preserve, because baby guitars need a place to play.
Tonight will be a rebroadcast of a show that was done at Community TV that I hosted. If I can get going here. Yes, this is the Club Cruise program. I'm Coral Bruhn, your host. Today we have three fine musicians, and I'll let them introduce themselves. They are the SAFE performers, and SAFE is an acronym for Society for Artistic Freedom of Expression. Here in Santa Cruz, they all, and even myself included, have played downtown Santa Cruz on Pacific Avenue at Soquel for the last 2.5 years solid, every Wednesday night from around 6:30 p.m. till 10. Jamming outside in front of the New Leaf Market, playing all kinds of pop and rock songs and folk songs, songs that little children love and their parents allow them to hear. People are dancing in the streets. It's a joyous event. So on my right here is
Gregory.
Gregory, what do you like to do?
Well, I'd love to get out and play with everybody and just reclaim a little public space and put smiles on people's faces and goof around and have a little outlet and expression. Basically, that's what it is. Advocate for basic civil liberties in terms of freedom of expression, right to assemble, and wail on this guitar.
It's quite a guitar.
Yeah.
It's a 12-string, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's a Guild 12-string. It's definitely a first-rate guitar. You need it out there on the Ave because it's loud out there on the Ave sometimes. And I'm not amplified.
It's a rare treat.
I just use its own acoustic energy.
And then you?
Like me, I...
Hey, myself, George, I know you.
I've been playing drums since 10 years old, I played with two different bands, Doobie Brothers, and I enjoy playing out in front of New Leaf. Freedom for to be on TV here. And I've just played in Miami, Florida with Stevie Wonder. And I enjoy playing out in front of New Leaf. Right in front of New Leaf on every Wednesday night, and I enjoy doing that. And I feel that I like to play rock music myself. I enjoy playing with Gregory and Susie and Valerie and all the other musicians.
Hey. Okay.
All right.
And I'm Susan Hamilton, and I have been coming out and playing on the streets with the Safe Group for the last 2 years plus. And I've really enjoyed being able to come out. And I also play with the guitar also. And I really am very seriously concerned about the way the world is. So I've been projecting mostly protest music and trying to figure out how people can come together and change things the way that they are for the better before it's too late. And so that's why I'm really out there on the streets.
Yeah, and I don't think there's ever been a week's gone by without some kind of music out there, or a day's gone by without some musician out there. Do any of you play on your own at other parts of the week other than Wednesday?
Oh, I do. I come out and play, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I play by myself Friday night on the Ave.
Rarely I will.
Pacific Avenue. Pacific Avenue.
Greg comes out and gives me big waves as I'm playing.
I do. I always encourage my fellow musicians out there.
Oh, you're so brave. You're out there.
But usually I'm not out there on the rest of the week.
Look, there's Susan out there
just
being brave out there.
Last Friday was definitely an exception.
The point of SAFE is support for one another as musicians, as street musicians that sometimes are subject to criticism, or, you know, maybe they have to find a spot that there's not enough room to play in, and others... competition a little bit, but instead of competition, I think SAFE wants to protect each other from harassment.
Well, we try to find a balance.
Totally.
Sometimes
yeah.
the downtown ordinances that are in effect are we consider too oppressive, and they're not necessarily fairly applied, although there used to be voluntary guidelines that people would follow on their own until they were codified into law, and then they can be used at times to move musicians along or to issue them tickets. For either noise problems or soliciting. So we like to also address those issues by just standing out there as a group. It's an informal group of many people, not just us who are here, that then give us the breathing room and the space and the ideal to the public to allow us to be able to play basically without harassment. But we don't like to be obnoxious either. We don't try to be discourteous.
I would say it's most of
beautiful
the time.
Stuff.
Most of the time people aren't obnoxious.
And depending on who wants to hear what and who brings their instrument. Isn't it open to everyone if they want to come?
Oh, yeah. That's the nice thing about being in Santa Cruz, is because there aren't a lot of places where you can just go out there and just play music and not get somebody like saying this is illegal. And even in Capitola, you have to have like a permit. It costs you something like $15, $30, I don't know. It's something really outrageous per day to go out and play in Capitola. And so that's why they don't have any musicians coming out there. But it's really important that we are able to go out there without having to pay money and be able to play on the streets, because actually our Constitution was based on that. We don't have to pay money to be able to have freedom of expression, whether it's in poetry, whether it's in music, whether it's in painting, whether it's in any form of expression. We should be able to be going out there and having the rights to do that. Unfortunately, they seem to have been able to override that in a lot of places so that people can't do that anymore.
Maybe it's a matter of education. It's a matter of education, I would say, on the part of the public. But on the other hand, playing music and singing is a natural part of humanity. I mean, that's something a part of us intrinsic. Strange that people aren't doing it all over the place wherever you go, rather than just in selected little areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feeling free to do that.
Indeed. But you know, I think they do realize that Santa Cruz is a special place because of that.
Right.
That we have actually kept our rights open.
If it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Most people
in the United States are aware of this little special place that still.
After this program, they will. It'll be beamed worldwide.
Well, we're worldwide nation.
Right. I have an idea. Why don't we hear some of the music and see it? If you could roll a tape that I brought of SAFE performing on Pacific. We have one song coming up, first part. And until we get that going, what do you think is the best part of tonight? Here it is.
There you go.
There was a group with, there's a keyboard, and there was a drummer and a couple guitarists. Greg was in there.
Bernardino was on claves.
Claves.
And Jim was on guitar.
James was on guitar.
James, who we hope is doing better.
Yeah.
And Mike was on keyboard.
I was on keyboard that night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually Sue's out there. I tried to get a spread of a big group. There could be as many from how many... 5 to 10 mm-hmm. playing at once, mm-hmm. and maybe 4 or 5 have been together for these 2 years, solid every week. So we've gotten pretty good. Even where people expect us to be there in a following.
Indeed,
and the kids, the kids love us. The little ones, they just adore coming out there, and they want to like. Right. Pick up our cases, look at everything that's in it, experience music on a feel, touch level,
right,
where they can understand it. Little kids like 2 years old, 2.5 years old, they've taken my case and just like closed it up, want to walk away with it.
Uh-huh.
It's like I go, no, you can't have my case. It's like, no, but I want your case. I want to learn this. I love music. You know, it's like, it's very, very
good touches
for all
them.
The little girls and little boys, little ones, little babies.
You could feel the rhythm. Mm-hmm.
The rhythm out.
Young children could feel that early, and they
Valerie sometimes comes
hesitation
out.
Getting involved.
Yeah, and Valerie sometimes comes out and puts little instruments in her case. They can pick them up.
VC or
and
VP.
They can shake them
and
go away and play them and come back, and you know they're just having fun.
We're also having to do a little therapy out there for some folks. We seem to have to deal with people who have troubles at times. And
it's
welcome to all.
It is, and we have. Being out there in the public, though, means you're open to anything that comes up to you.
Absolutely.
Right.
We have to deal with things sometimes tactfully, and sometimes we have to deal with folks that are rather difficult to deal with sometimes.
Which is okay, because they're around everywhere, you know?
Probably so. Yeah, I don't know if Santa Cruz is any different than anywhere else.
No,
in that matter.
It isn't, you know, so.
I don't know.
Well, let's hear some more music. Same night. This was taped by Bobby Ackerley, if I have his name correct.
No.
And it was taped earlier in the year, of this year.
Smile, you're on community TV. Smile. Put some money in the dish on that dinner jar.
Warming up now.
Yeah.
I was just getting into that beautiful song, Nice and White and Satin.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot more to that DVD. But every week, I think there's been maybe 200 songs we've covered. I mean, someone has a new idea and a new song. But there's the same old ones that we've gotten good at playing, too.
That is
and we're going to hear you guys live in a little while. Right here at Community TV.
Okay.
In a few minutes when they give me the signal. And so what's your background musically? I think most of you, Sue, did you take classical lessons?
Yeah, I've been classically trained in the violin since I was like in the fourth grade.
And then George?
I used to play in a rock band, Raw Power. We was together for 3 years. And then I started.
Did you study? Did you like take lessons when you were younger?
No, I took marching drums in school. In school, in college, I took marching drums, and then I started going to concerts, and
I'm going to have you guys get up there in a minute. If you could take your lavaliers off carefully. And Greg, did you study guitar, or did you have a teacher, I mean?
I've had many, many teachers, but none of them formally gave me lessons. I just listened to many other people, copied many people.
Okay, now I'm going to have the group go back and start their little show for the rest of the time. This is the Safe Street Performers from Santa Cruz, California.
I want to hear that egg shaking.
At least three of them today.
At least three?
Let's give this one a try, shall we? Cause sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the baker, the drummer and then it makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Doesn't like the green one for living with the fat one who's trying to meet the skinny one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. And shooby dooby doo. Ooh, sha sha. We gotta live together. Cause I am no better, and neither are you. We are all the same, whatever we do. The butcher, you hate me, you know me, and then it makes no difference what the bag I'm in. And everyday people, yeah. Cause there is a long hair who doesn't like the short hair for being such a rich one who will not help the poor one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on, and shooby dooby dooby. Ooh, sha sha. Ooh, sha sha. Ooh, I am everyday people. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Sue. Should we give him a taste of something else?
Keep going, yeah.
Take one.
Take one, something.
Yeah.
Here's a little melody. Uh-huh. What I like about you, you keep me warm at night. Up, down, all around, and you're gonna hold me tight. Yeah. You keep on switching with me in my ear, telling me the things that I like to hear, cause it's true.
That's what I like about you. You. The baby loves me, yeah, yeah, she does. Yeah, that girl's out of sight, yeah. Cause she's got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me, Sherry. She's got the way to move me. Alright now. Alright now. Alright now.
Alright, yeah.
USA and Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Santa Cruz rock.
Not usually, anyway.
We never did back down, man. We always went forward. Take five.
Should we do an upbeat one or slow? Well, give me a little taste of this one.
Yeah. This song was written by T-Rex, man.
Yeah.
Can't get it on tonight, yeah.
I'm getting it. Oh, on, get it on. Well, you're a long, cool cat dressed in black. Get on back, and I love you. You'll be like a cop, oh yeah. Hey! Well, you're weak and you're wild. You got the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You're weak and you're wild, oh yeah. Here we go. Get it on. Bang a go.
One more minute to go.
The Safe Singers, the Irrepressible, Gregory Montoya, along with George Wright and Susan Hamilton. A little bit of violin from Sue. It wasn't mic'd quite properly. And that was from a community TV broadcast, and I think it turned out just fine. I wanted to put that back on the airwaves because it had so happened that once a week for 3.5 years or more, I was a part of it. We would go out and humble ourselves to just put ourselves out there as wildly, as wonderfully, as mildly, and whatever the mood was as we could, and with no fear of repercussion from the authority figures, every Wednesday night in front of New Leaf Market. And we
had a following. We had all ages come up. We had all walks of life come up. We had people taking pictures, making videos, writing about us in the newspapers, in their college papers, online. We were put on community TV, you know, and we were worldwide. I don't know. It's probably been across the continent, across the world, on the internet so far. And we're facing the possibility that this kind of livelihood the fun of such an impromptu musicality, was I trying to say, every week is coming to some kind of like standstill because some people are being you know, they're getting hassled. They're getting told to be quiet. There's people that are complaining and writing citations, or else they're calling and they're getting backed up by the local police for voicing their opinion, you know, one opinion. Well, we never had that happen to us. We stuck together. We supported one another. And now with the reinstitution of the Santa Cruz Musicians Guild, we were hoping that no more people have to suffer these $400+ tickets that they're being given. And if they do, that we'll go and support them and at least go to their trial, their arraignment, their hearing, and be part, you know, part of the whole scene like that. There will be a meeting this Friday if you want to come at Loudon Nelson from 5 to 6:30. That's for any performer, street performer, musician, juggler, smoke, bubble blower, performer of any kind. You can come to that meeting if you feel like you've tried to play on Pacific Avenue in particular and were told not to, or to move, or not given warnings about how long you can play, how long you can stay. Hey. Yeah, that was a good run we had. We had music all the time, every night. At least our group did it once or twice a week for, like I said, 3.5-4 years without fail. So for the next part of the Tangerine Dream Team show tonight, I welcome your calls. You can call at 469-3119 or 427-3772. And I'm going to be playing some tracks from another local musician who is not here now at the moment, but I'm going to play some of his tunes. And his name is Joel Steven. Let's hear a couple. He used to have a recording studio. He's got quite sophisticated arrangements on his CDs. He's part of Octagon Records. First one is called Purple Days from the album Fathomless. This is Coral Reef and the Tangerine Dream Team show.
Purple Day, they call him Purple Day. in 1976 from an asylum on the hill with nothing but a slip to prescribe, a lifetime of eating lithium pills. And now he walks the naked streets at night, wearing his Aunt Libby's wig, his fishnet stocking so tight. Skin skinny like a walking twig, skin skinny like a walking twig. Had no wife. I know you're at a loss for the reason why. Well, he's a man that I love. With nothing but a slip to prescribe, a lifetime of eating lithium pills. You know it's true, he ain't like you or me. He got soul and integrity. Lay back, light up, but don't you turn away. Kick one back, take a drink for purple day.
This is the Tangerine Dream Team Show. You're listening to me, Coral Reef. Tonight, I'm playing Joel Steven. Before that, we just heard Purple Dave. I said Dave, but it's Dave, D-A-V-E. So anyone named Dave can please call the station. You're being requested. be sure to stay tuned to Free the Land, which will be on following my program at 8 p.m. tonight on this station. Followed at 10 by Fun in the Oven with DJ Brian. The show Free the Land is a show that I am co-hosting at times, and the primary DJ is Freer Freedom, who will be putting on his quite ornate collection of I don't know what you call it, just radical cuts. How's that? So this next tune can kind of summarize what I'm feeling right now. It's called Fathomless on 101.1 FM. We're at freakradio.org, and I'm glad I'm not speaking much tonight because I'm losing that voice.
By preempting what would come, solitude, a tiny trap for you. You're fearful, fathomless. You run from what you've done. Self-doubt is born again, where dreams have turned to stone. Solitude, the final count for you. You're fearful and fathomless. The heart has lost the sun. Something, hold me lest I fall away.
changes our minds. Then up a long, lonely ladder we climb. Hey, well, I'm on the rise. In a whirlwind of mad compromise, lately I've opened my that you're laying there missing me. It's the last time that you'll see bad luck in my eyes. The last time that you'll be up high. It's the last time that you'll see bad luck in my eyes. The one time that I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly. I'll take back the tears that I've cried. It's high time that I said goodbye. Take your wings away, 'cause I'm gonna fly. Yeah, it's high time that I said goodbye. Say goodbye. You'll see bad luck in my eyes. The last time that you'll be up high. It's the last time that you'll see bad luck in my eyes. The one time that I'm gonna fly. The one time that I'm going to fly. Yes, it's the one time that I'm gonna fly.
Called Fly. One more by Joel Steven. You can go and find his music at Joel Steven, STEVEN.com. And I'll put the song on and I'll get the call here. Second.
I'm passion is an old friend, and it fills me up inside. But only 'cause I need your help with my assisted suicide.
And thanks for listening to the Tangerine Dream Team. Next week, we'll be here again from 7 to 8. And stand by. Got some more tunes going. And there'll be the Free the Land program coming up.